This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
In these final hours of 2025, as we prepare to welcome in a new year at the start of 2026, it's always fun and maybe a little bit scary to think back of some of the biggest stories of this past year, because obviously you have the more recent stories like what we were just talking about with this wild Minnesota fraud with the Somali community. Of course, you have the Epstein story, but both of those are very recent and they're ongoing. There are some stories that happened that you may have forgotten about. So here we go. What we're going to do is we're going, again, I have top 10. We're going to try to get through the first seven or so right now. And then when I have Kim on a whim around 7:50 or so, we're going to talk about the top three. But while we're doing this, feel free. We have that text line that's live, 314-241-9797. Feel free to reach out to us, comment on the social media, Facebook, Rumble, X, YouTube, where we're live every morning, and let us know what you think are the top 10 biggest stories of 2025. Maybe I've forgotten some. Here we go. This is number 10 for me. This is that Blue Origin rocket launch back on April 14th. Remember our gal, Gail King, Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, they all went to space. And do you remember what caused a lot of controversy with that?
A bunch of women in a capsule?
Well, it was the first all-female mission,
right,
if you want to call it a mission. Right. But Gail King comes down and, you know, she's kissing the ground, so happy to see ground, the actual land so she can touch. And she refers to herself as an astronaut. Gail, you went up there for 10 minutes. My friend, you are not an astronaut. And she did respond to that. Listen to this.
Please don't call it a ride. That is not a friggin' ride. Whenever a man goes up, you have never said to an astronaut, boy, what a ride. You know, we duplicated the same trajectory that Alan Shepard did back in the day, pretty much. No one called that a ride. It was called a flight. It was called a journey. Because a ride implies that it's something frivolous or something that's lighthearted. There was nothing frivolous about what we did.
Okay, fine. Maybe it was more than a ride. I will probably give her that. If I went to space, I'd probably want it to be called more than a ride, but not much more. You're certainly not an astronaut, Gail. And how many months have passed since April 14th? You weren't an astronaut then. You're still not an astronaut now.
I got to ride the back of an F-15 once. Does that make me a pilot?
It does, Heidi. Yeah. Automatically. If you go in the jet, you are a pilot.
Okay. So if I go in, I get sick and I look at all the buttons and don't touch anything like the pilot told me, that still makes me a pilot, right?
According to Gail King, you are a pilot. Congratulations, Heidi. All right, moving on. Number nine. Now let's play the sound here. Before I tell you number nine, you'll know it just from hearing about this. Here we go.
This is stunning. It is an American, Monsignor.
Again, a great, great surprise. An American, the prefect of the Congregation of Bishops, who born in Chicago, an Augustinian from a religious order, but moved to Peru as a missionary, and an amazing surprise for the church and the world.
Remember that. This was May 8th. Pope Leo elected from Chicago, first pope from the United States after Pope Francis died on April 21st. You know, Heidi, I've been a little disappointed. I'm not Catholic, but I've been a little disappointed in some of the things that Pope Leo has said, including about illegals and all the things. But he does have a brother, I believe, who lives in Florida, and turns out he is a Trump supporter.
That is hilarious. I did not know that. No, I'm not Catholic, so I don't even know how they pick these guys. It's something about smoke that comes out of the building or something.
Yeah, the white smoke comes out, so everyone stands outside and watches to see when they've elected a new pope. Because they have black smoke whenever, for days and days, whenever they can't agree on someone, then they'll just put out black smoke. But, yeah.
Love to be a fly on the wall for those discussions.
Oh, I bet. All right, here we go. Number eight. This is that crazy military helicopter and that plane collision. Remember that? Everyone on board died. 67 people. This happened near Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C. on January 29th. This was one of the first things, one of the biggest things that happened at the start of this year. And it turns out that the helicopters, I guess it was the transponder that was off, and they weren't responding like they should.
Don't know. I don't really know. I've heard different things about it. Apparently it went up and hit the plane. That's what happened. The helicopter went up.
They were, yes, they weren't flying at the right elevation.
Right, correct.
Which was very odd.
Yeah.
And man, you just felt for those families who had multiple loved ones on that plane, and everyone died, and the video was just devastating to watch and
awful.
You just see it being played over and over again.
A busy airport like that, those kind of things should not happen anywhere, certainly not in a busy airport like that.
Well, and then you had all the I keep wanting to say TSA agents, but that's not what I'm thinking of. What am I thinking of?
Air traffic controllers.
Thank you, air traffic controllers. And then it called into question all of that. Do we have enough staffing? And, you know, the guy's trying to say, we had far fewer people than we should have. Well, that's a problem.
Thanks for telling us that. Yeah, information I could have used yesterday.
Number 7, the government shutdown that ran from October 1st through November 12th. Remember, recently, the Trump administration gave $10,000 to the TSA agents who continued working through the shutdown. But it was the longest shutdown in U.S. history, lasting 43 days. Legislation failed 14 times before finally passing and the government reopening.
What do you think about what the Americans believe on this? I mean, they should believe that the Democrats are the ones who caused this, because they are the ones who caused this. But, of course, Democrats are going to blame Trump for everything no matter what.
Well, of course. Democrats are convinced they're taking back control of the House. Nancy Pelosi has already said that Hakeem Jeffries is waiting to be Speaker of the House.
I'd love to see that. You know, of course, the Democrats, they can't give Trump credit for anything, and they're going to continue to be obstructionist. And hopefully the Republicans can stay on message and remind everybody of why the shutdown occurred. I didn't even notice the shutdown. Did you notice the shutdown?
No,
any
but
effect
I was
on your life?
I was on maternity leave, so I was in my own little bubble, if I'm
there
being
you go.
Honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, number 6. That was that awful Texas flooding on July 4th. 135 people killed, many of which were children. It was the Camp Mystic. Remember that Christian summer camp
terrible.
For girls? Flooding came overnight. Guadalupe River in that area rose 26 feet in 45 minutes. They didn't have a flood warning system even that existed in Kerr County where this happened. Listen to some of the sound from that.
I kept saying, there's a child. And next thing I know, I saw him from up above, floating downstream, and when I ran down, I mean, he was gone at that point. And so in those moments, you wonder, what could I have done? And my husband was just saying, Julia, do not get in the water, because there just was nothing to be done.
Now, what's incredible is that boy she mentioned, who she watched floating down the river, he survived.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. Yeah.
I mean, it was, oh my gosh. Can you imagine getting that call, though, as a parent?
No, heartbreaking situation. Beautiful part of Texas, by the way. Absolutely gorgeous part of Texas. But yeah, subject to flooding.
Yeah, wow. I know. Well, certainly changes have been implemented since then. Mm-hmm. Number 5. This was, I wrote Doge, and people started hating Elon Musk. They started having those the Elon Musk protests. And then remember that it then led down the road to a feud between Trump and Musk over the Big Beautiful Bill. It was just a mess. But people were setting the Teslas on fire. People who had a Tesla who were liberal, they were putting stickers on their cars in some cases just to basically say, I may have a Tesla, but I don't support Musk. I don't even like Trump. Please don't vandalize my car.
Right. My neighbor did too. I bought this before Trump, kind of thing. Yep.
Wow. People were... Didn't they blow up a Tesla? Was that in Vegas?
Well, there was a guy who blew his Tesla up, but they don't really blow up. That's the problem. It blows up inside, but it doesn't.
That's true.
They're incredibly well built.
Yes, they are.
Didn't quite go the way he thought it was going to go.
Musk might be crazy, but dang, he builds a good vehicle and a good rocket.
I guess so. I got to drive one once, and it was fun.
Oh,
I bet. Not the truck, but the Tesla car. It was. I'm not going to lie. It was a nice car.
I did not like how Musk was going off on Trump on X, but then he later did come back out and say he regretted some of the posts. It seemed like, honestly, maybe he was drinking. I don't even know if he does drink, but the messages were just crazy. He was so mad at Trump for what he was doing with the Big Beautiful Bill and didn't think it was a good idea and left Doge.
Well, remember what happened with Vivek who? Ramaswamy, what happened to him? Wasn't he running for something in Ohio? Remember that? He was part of that, supposedly, and then he was out the door in, what, a week?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Yeah, he never even, before it even really officially took off, I think he had already said, hey, I'm not doing it. But in all fairness, wasn't that to run for governor in Ohio?
There's a lot of egos in the room. Let's be honest here. Can you imagine being in the room with those three?
Oh, I'm sure.
And Elon and Ramaswamy.
I do like Vivek. I think he'd be a great governor for Ohio. All right, the last one, because I said I was going to save the top three biggest stories of 2025 for the next Kim on a Whim, which is coming up at around 7:50. So in the meantime, again, reach out on social media or our text line and tell us if you think I missed one or, you know, out of order. 314-241-9797. Number four, I have Liberation Day, which was, of course, when those tariffs took effect on April 5th. Keep in mind, they were supposed to take effect, I think it was April 2nd, and then it got pushed back. It was that 10% baseline tariff on all countries. And then for the countries that have, you know, been implementing these crazy tariffs on us for years and years and years, and we've just been taking it, he did include an additional tariff. Businesses started freaking out and charging customers more. I was seeing prices on Amazon in some cases skyrocket. And it was this ongoing feud. But now, all these months later, we can sit here and say Trump was right. That so far, seems as though the tariffs have been effective.
Yeah, the sky has not fallen like they predicted. I mean, listen, these weren't tariffs that he slapped on them. This was basically trying to level the playing field here. And
well,
Democrats
exactly.
are always about that. Aren't Democrats always about leveling the playing field? I thought they were. Oh, until Trump took over.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why did we take this for so long? Why did other presidents not put it? I mean, did Trump try to do this in his first term and he just wasn't able to do it because of COVID and all the other things
going
on?
Not that I recall, but he's been talking about tariffs. I mean, there are videos of him on Oprah
yes.
talking about tariffs, right? So for a very long time, he's been concerned as a businessman, why is America getting screwed? And it's a legitimate question.
100%.
Yeah. That's Kim on a Whim. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.